From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team picked up two wins over the weekend. On Friday, GW beat Mecklenburg County in their district opener 72-56. Kobe Morrison went off for a triple-double with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists in the win. Then on Saturday, GW beat William Fleming in the Fly Codes Classic 54-45. Morrison again led the way with 19 points. GW is now 5-0 on the season. The Chatham girls basketball team blitzed Nelson County 64-9 on Friday night to improve to 6-0. Sydney Ward finished with 27 points, and Jakiah Jiggets added 24 points in the win. The Chatham boys fell in their district opener to Nelson County 73-69. Amari Ward scored 30 points in the loss for the Cavaliers as they dropped to 4-2 on the season. The Dan River boys picked up a win over Bassett on Friday 53-49. Jameer Reynolds scored 22 points in the win for the Wildcats. Dan River is now 3-2 on the season. The Dan River girls dropped to 0-5 as they lost to Bassett 52-23. The Tunstall boys fell to 1-4 as they lost to Martinsville 43-28 on Friday. The Tunstall girls improved to 3-3 as they beat Martinsville 45-38. And the Gretna boys basketball team improved to 4-0 as they opened district play with a 69-55 win over Appomattox. And the Gretna girls also improved to 4-1 as they also beat Appomattox 38-35. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders held on to beat the New Orleans Saints 20-19. Jaden Daniels had 292 yards of total offense and two passing touchdowns in the win. Washington improves to 9-5 on the season. The Carolina Panthers fell to the Dallas Cowboys 30-14. CeeDee Lamb had 9 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown in the win. With the loss, the Panthers fall to 3-11 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.